You know, back when I was a kid and in the panhandle, I was always jealous of the guys that had these great sort of colorful jackets on, the members of the Future Farmers of America. They all got to adopt a goat or a, you know, calf or something like that. But it was a certain amount of prestige being in the FFA if you were growing up in Pampa, Texas. I've lost track with the FFA, but they're still around over 90 years in the state of Texas. Executive Director of the Texas FFA Foundation is Aaron Alejandro, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Appreciate the opportunity.
I'm sure it's naive of me to think that they would disappear. And maybe it's, you know, being in Dallas the last several decades. But I didn't realize the FFA was still around.
Well, not only is it around, but it is growing exponentially. I mean, we are right now at over 170,000 students in Texas enrolled in ag science courses.
But there aren't that many farmers.
Well, FFA membership's over 123,000. Now, when you make those kind of comments like that, what really fascinates me is you take Harris County, one county in the state of Texas, has more members, chapters, and teachers than 25% of the United States combined. And I think one of the things that's most fascinating to me is that we changed, so we're no longer vocational ag 1, 2, 3, and 4. We've changed to courses like advanced plant and soil science, animal science, pre-veterinary science. We've got engineering-type programs. We're actually connecting STEM to the real world.
Yeah.
So because we've made those changes, here's the statistic that we're really proud of. One in every five members in the United States now live in Texas. So our program is not only growing, but it is blossoming right here in the Lone Star State.
So you remember, and you're head of the foundation, so you raise money and you get scholarships for these kids and everything else. So when you come out of the program, what do you do? I mean, there aren't that many farms. It's all sort of Cargill and,
well, sure,
you know, big automated operations now.
Well, I think most importantly, there are certain values that are timeless. And I would tell you hard work and work ethic are timeless. As a matter of fact, there was a great article on the CEO of Amazon the other day where he talked about the ethics that he learned growing up on a cattle ranch in South Texas. So I tell people all the time, we hear people say we get back to the basics, the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. I would argue that the three R's are more like respect, responsibility, and resiliency. And the thing that these kids are learning is they're coming out of high school with these core values, this work ethic. And I can tell you, dealing with sponsors and traveling around Texas, the one thing I hear from employers all the time, we need young people that can show up to go to work, people that can get along with their coworkers, people that can articulate themselves well. And I would argue that our kids are doing that better than maybe their peers are.
So how do you raise money for the foundation? Who are the givers?
Oh, we got lots of great givers. I mean, right here just in the Texas alone, Texas Ford Dealers are one of our greatest sponsors. We have large philanthropists, Justin Boot Company, McCoy's, Mahindra Tractors. We have La Quinta right here. Matter of fact, the president of La Quinta is on my governing board of directors. We are a great marketplace. Matter of fact, I tell people all the time, we're a great marketing and a great philanthropy meet. That's where you want to be, and we are right in the crosshairs of that.
So I understand there's several organizations. One is VATAT, the Vocational Agriculture Teachers Association of Texas. Tell me about that group.
That's our Professional Teachers Association. In the state of Texas, in terms of professional memberships, it's actually one of the largest participating memberships of teacher organizations in the state. So, I might even argue, and I'm sure my colleagues are listening, I might even argue that their name's a little outdated, but their mission is not. So maybe it's a matter of maybe revisiting what the naming is, but the reality is these are agricultural science teachers that are not only teaching kids what's going on in the classroom, but through the FFA program, we actually put some teeth in that real-world application.
But it sounds like some of these kids that you're helping to educate come out and go to, you know, in the pharmaceutical business or in science technologies, major corporations.
Well, absolutely. In the state of Texas, we're given over $2.3 million in award and academic scholarships every year. Somebody has said that we in Texas actually maybe give more scholarships than UIL. So what I would tell you is that young people are actually using the FFA, the professional networks, and the academic opportunities to pursue their dreams. Whether that be a doctor, a lawyer, a business person, the reality is they possess those core values and the big ideas. Our kids, we tell people all the time, our kids are leaders today, but they're solving real-world problems tomorrow.
It's intriguing to me that this is still a growth organization. But is this phenomenon more here than outside of Texas?
No. As a matter of fact, that I'm really surprised. I mean, the reality is this. In 32 years, you're going to need 80% more food than you have right now.
You're right.
There will not be 80% more land or 80% more water. The reality of the world that we're about to be leading into is a world of necessity. And when you can connect a young person to a food source or even all of those touch points, I think you're doing society a great service. I tell people all the time, Texas has got three vital and renewable resources: agriculture, youth, and leadership. And we combine all three. So when we start having a discussion of food 32 years from now, our kids are in the catbird seat of where that discussion will take place.
That's fascinating. So what do you do now? You're going off to raise more money?
Well, I love my job. I tell people all the time, I think I've got the greatest job in the world. I work with some of the most wonderful students, educators, and sponsors. So I spend my days, it's really hard to call it a job, because I spend my days doing something that I enjoy. You know,
it ought to be a pretty easy sell, I would think.
It really is. When I put the jacket on, you know, even when I was a kid growing up in the Texas Panhandle at Cal Farley's Boys Ranch, you know, when I zip that jacket up, I look just like everybody else. You didn't know that I came from a broken home. You didn't know that I got my dinner from a garbage can. You didn't know that my family was dysfunctional. You know, you didn't have a poor test score. Those things didn't matter. What mattered was I had the same opportunity as everybody else. So here we are 90 years later, that jacket's still going on kids, and we're still teaching them to dream big. And the one thing I like about dreaming big is if you look at all of our history in America, even through our worst economic downturns, good ideas have always stood the test of time. And what I would tell you is we're raising young people to solve real-world problems, and they have big ideas.
It's a good organization. I am pleased that it's still around, and I still would like to have one of those nifty jackets that I used to covet as a kid. Aaron Alejandro is the executive director of the Texas FAA Foundation. Keep doing the good work.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.